I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1990. That was the day that 20,000 workers in the city of Fez, in the North African country of Morocco, went out on strike. Austerity measures had hit the country's working people hard during the 1980s. A drought had made the situation even worse. Unemployment rates for those under 21 had soared to higher than 30%. Two labor unions, the General Workers' Trade Union and the Democratic Confederation of Labor, called for a general strike. Government officials agreed to meet with the unions to discuss their demands. But the government would not agree to specific wage increases. Plans for the general strike moved forward. It is estimated that more than half of the Fez workforce participated in the general strike. Large numbers of workers in other Moroccan cities also participated in the action. In Fez, bus drivers showed their solidarity by joining the strike. In response, the government attempted to keep bus service going by putting police and soldiers behind the wheel. This angered many of the young demonstrators, and some threw stones at the scab drivers. Armed forces clashed violently with the strikers. The government claimed the strikers started the violence. The protesters pointed toward the police. A fire was started at the five-star Hotel Mirandes in Fez. Other symbols of wealth, such as limousines, car dealerships, and banks, were also damaged. After the 24-day strike, Moroccan officials claimed that two demonstrators had been killed. But human rights groups disputed that number and said 33 had been killed. Many more were injured. Hundreds were arrested. After the strike, the government agreed to raise wages by 15%. Many protesters were tried for their participation in the demonstrations. Some received prison sentences as long as 10 years. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.